Peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So there is hope after all. It's funny because in the midst of what seems hopeless is where we seem to see the most hope. There are all kinds of heroes that came out of the disaster in Houston. You know, police officers, firefighters, first responders, but then just regular civilians taking their boats out doing rescues, reporters taking the time to be able to rescue people in the midst of their doing their job covering the hurricane. And so it does give us a sense of hope within humanity. Because the world in which we live, I think, seems to be much more self-involved than we would like it to be. We see people in the everyday life going around really worrying mostly about themselves and not worrying about the world around them. And so they have this tendency just to be so self-absorbed that they walk around almost with blinders on, not seeing what's taking place sometimes right next to them. And the unfortunate part is that sometimes it takes a disaster like what has taken place in Houston to be able to kind of wake people up, or at least cause them to take those blinders off a little bit to be able to see what's going on in the world around them. Social media actually has been a big help, I understand, in Houston, because people will put out a message saying that they're going to start working on their flooded out house, and there'll be 30 people that don't even know the individual but are connected through other people who end up showing up and responding, doing the work that needs to be done. And it is an endless task when you're cleaning up from a flood. And it really, I think, has a lot to do with what Paul said in our second lesson. Don't owe anybody anything except love. Which is kind of a curious statement if you think about it. Don't owe anybody anything except love. Well, what's love? Pretty much everything. If you think about the way we work as human beings, when we talk about love, we talk about that part of us that has a willingness to do anything for an individual. And it's not necessarily that gushy sort of romantic love I'm talking about. It's really about that love we hold for one another as individuals, as human beings, that we're willing to be able to look after one another. And that's what Paul was talking about, really, was going forth and loving one another as we would want to be loved. Going out and doing things for others in need. Going out and helping somebody we might know or somebody we don't know. And these are the things we see happening in Houston today. T.J. Watt, who is a lineman for the Houston Texans, has become kind of the face of this recovery effort as he put out a plea for money. His hope was to be able to raise about $1 million towards recovery. To date, he's around $30 million. Money that's going to be put back in the community of which he's a part. Money that's going to help people get back on their feet. Money which is a representation in part of the love that people have for one another. Their willingness to part with something that they own, something that is part of them for the good of a person in need. That is that sense of love that Paul was talking about. What we give. How we share, what we do with ourselves. There's that saying about we should count our blessings. You know, we use that, I think, when, you know, you're down about something or something's kind of turned a little bit south and you don't like the situation. So, well, you should count your blessings. But we really shouldn't count our blessings. That's just a waste of time. We should use our blessings. Utilize our blessings. Share our blessings. Give our blessings. Take those things that God has given us and use them for the betterment of the world around us. Find the need that needs to be taken care of and go out and tackle it. Find something in this world that we know isn't right. And use what God has blessed us with to make it better than it is. To improve the quality of somebody's life, to improve the situation that might happen within a community, within our neighborhood, or around the world. Use what we have. Don't count your blessing, use your blessing. Take it and make it something great. Because we have that ability. We have that ability to be able to take these things that we think are just a normal part of who we are. We can make them something special in somebody else's life. Because we can use those things that God has blessed us with to be a blessing to people around us. To be able to change their world. It doesn't take a disaster. It doesn't take hopelessness to create a sense of hope. It just takes us being willing to take the time and to make the effort to use what God has blessed us with to better somebody else's life. That's the love Paul was talking about. Because when Paul was talking about that love, he said, within that love is a fulfillment of all the commandments. So it really is what Jesus said. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself, and that fulfills it all. You know, our lives as Christians is supposed to be wrapped about love. It's not supposed to be about the rules and regulations and finger-pointing and telling people what they're doing wrong, what they shouldn't be doing, but rather it is about us taking the time worrying about what we're doing with ourselves. Worrying about how we might utilize what God has blessed us with. Not sitting there and wondering that somebody else might be doing this, that, or another thing, but really trying to figure out what it is that we might do to improve the quality of somebody else's life. To be able to take a situation that we might encounter and turn it around. To be able to see those things that God has blessed us with as tools. Tools that are meant to be used within the scope of the world in which we live. Today is the day that the ELCA has set aside called God's Work, Our Hands. Which is really what Paul was talking about. Because the work that is out there is the work that God places at our feet. And as God's people, it is us who are called to go out within the world to do those things that God would have us do. It is incumbent upon us to understand that as God's blessed people, those blessings are meant to be used for the greater good of the world in which we live. The work that is there, whether it's in Houston or soon to be in Florida or somewhere down at a soup kitchen at Grace maybe, those are the places that God calls us to go. Those are the things that God calls us to do. And if we find ourselves in a situation where we're physically unable to be able to do those things, we have the financial wherewithal to be able to make a difference that way. All those things are blessings that God has placed within us, giving us the ability to change this world in which we live, calling us to love this world in which we live. Not to look around to see who's doing the right thing and the wrong thing, but rather worrying about the thing that we do being the right thing. That level of love that God calls us to live. Not just for those closest to us, but for the world. To be able to share that love, to utilize those blessings, to be able to take all of those gifts, and to be a difference maker. To change the world that we know it. Maybe not in a way that anybody would recognize, but in a way that could change the life of one person. Because if we share enough love, we can do that. That love we have is the blessing foremost that God has given us. A blessing to be used. A blessing to be shared. A blessing to give. For you see, there is hope. Amen.